All right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I'm going to have to ask you to step aside because you're standing right in front of my pitching machine.
Oh, fun.
No, I went down. I broke into the shed at the local little league field, and I got out a pitching machine because I think these things are fun.
I have been following the Ohio Tigers, your little league team.
Yeah.
And they're not going places. They're not going to benefit from this.
No. Machine. It's better. It will provide a better net, better net effect for the economy
unless a coach comes along.
Right.
And whips them into shape. But that seems very unlikely to me.
You know, good garbage in, garbage out. We got some garbage kids.
They're the worst.
I like the idea of one little league team for the whole state.
Yeah.
the Ohio Tigers.
It's one person from every town.
Yeah.
And that's how they choose. Once a year they choose the person.
Yeah.
You know, they make the Jellicle choice, and then the person joins the league team.
Jellicle.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, I know you're recorded about something else.
We haven't recorded it yet.
No, but I don't want to scoop you. I don't want to scoop you on that.
We got done with it, and we had to sit down and like post game, and like actually, we need to go through the plot in order. It was just like we didn't record it. My dude, like, here's the thing real quick before we get into this randomization.
Okay. All right.
I think you should see that movie.
Okay.
If you cannot see it alone.
Okay.
Cause it is unlike anything that's ever been. So it's singular, and that has a certain amount of value no matter what.
Okay.
And it did provide me with some of the hardest laughs that I have laughed.
Okay.
In a theater. So if you can find somebody who you think would vibe with it, go see it.
I mean, if I go alone, do you think I'm not going to survive? Or
no, I just don't think it'll be as funny.
Gotcha.
Like it's really like looking over and being like, "Are you seeing this shit?" is extremely a big part of the movie.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So
yeah,
I'd go with Chris or something.
Okay.
Make Chris go see Cats with you. Anyway, pitching machine.
Anyway, pitching machine. No,
Ohio Tigers going nowhere.
Pitching machine. Ohio Tigers going nowhere. It's a legitimate problem here in our high school sports division that there are two teams that are that are named the Tigers. One is TIGERS and the other is TYGERS.
So one of them is spelled correctly and one of them isn't.
Right.
That seems like a real good way to know which one's the real one.
Based on the jerseys.
Someone's first escape room design these teams.
I've taken the pitching machine and I've put it into a GameStop. And we're just gonna rattle this boy off, and whenever it hits, that's what we'll play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me just pull the ripcord here and I should have thought about this.
Yeah.
The bulk of a GameStop isn't games anymore.
No. It got bought by that thing for a while.
Right.
The website with the monkey that I forgot already.
ThinkGeek, yeah.
ThinkGeek, and then now it's not owned by ThinkGeek, but it still has a lot of residue.
Yeah, no, it's mostly Funko Pops, and that's what we hit. It is a Funko Pop. Let me see here. This is Augustus Cole. Oh, is that a Gear of War? Yeah.
That was
an iOS game. Why don't we play that?
That's free.
That's free, which is, you know, doesn't hurt.
Whew. It's free, but it has coin currency in it.
Yes.
So
I mean, we can get out. Gary, I became
spent $2,000 on
we both became whales. Shit.
We both became whales.
Fuck.
How much in the hole are you on
Gears
Bucks?
It's weird. I've decided that the actual Funkos are not worth my time, but digital Funkos which cost just as much as the regular ones. Those are very much worth my time. I'm really hoping these things appreciate.
Yeah. Oh, they certainly will.
Yeah.
That's what Funko Pops do.
Yeah. No. It's. I do not want to be, Gary. I'm at this point. I'm gonna have to. Buying the, yeah. No. At this, like, if these things don't go up, I'm gonna have to be buried at sea.
That would be unfortunate. Yeah. Or like a Potter's Field.
Yes.
Where they just use Funko Pops instead of dirt because they're cheaper. Just pile them on top of you. I guarantee there's one person listening to this who loves Funko Pops and who's gonna get mad that we don't like them and make fun of them and say they're ugly. Somebody's gonna get mad because it is a weird fandom. I mean, we should introduce the show and then we can just talk about this.
Go ahead and introduce the show.
Premium game to talk about. This is Abject Suffering. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
Abject Suffering, where the elite meet to drink. That is provided by Sean Franzen.
Cool. Thanks, Sean. Yeah. So this was demanded by Bill, who says iOS or Android, either is great. As I write this, winter has come, which is the time of year I like to hunker down and play Gears of War. I finally got to play through Gears 4 and 5 and wanted to celebrate by causing a minor annoyance to Gary, who, unlike me, hates Pop Funkos. I don't know or remember Cole's preference. Otherwise, I would have called him out, too. I thought this would be a good way to get you guys to talk super briefly about Gears of War on the show while also torturing Gary a little bit.
Bill, you're great. I'm not making fun of you when I make fun of
Funko. So you mentioned ThinkGeek, and that like brought back like just a whole, like a really bad memory of like back in like 2015. Like one of our like just most virulent like just people who hates me in particular on the Something Awful like video game podcast thread was like reacted very poorly to me saying that the ThinkGeek acquisition of GameStop or vice versa was a bad thing. Like, you're such an elitist, like, blah, why would you talk bad about somebody wearing a video game t-shirt instead of just like completely went off the handle.
Yeah,
it just fucking wouldn't stop and just broke my ass until I put them on block. It was just the fucking worst. So like, I don't especially want to like step gently around this because I generally don't like Funko Pops very much at all. I just don't care for them at all. But like, if that's your reaction, is to like profess a vendetta boner against us for not liking that's your ugly weird. Toys. I think that becomes your problem and not ours. So yeah, we intend no specific disrespect. We all spend money on dumb stuff, but like, the contract about how the Funkos will be split up upon the couple's divorce is fucking weird.
I figured if we run out of time, we read that, run out of material. It's a good thing to read in case people are not familiar with it. The thing with Funko Pops, right? So like, yes, we all spend money on dumb stuff. Okay, there's a toy called Mighty Mugs. Back in my toy collecting days, as a man who had a once complete set of Marvel Legends action figures, who sold them to a man in Venezuela for $4,000. I know spending money on dumb stuff.
Yes.
With Funko Pops, the two things that the things that I, you know, associate with them, the reason why these don't work for me, is the major reason, which is I just think that they look ugly.
Yeah, the unified aesthetic kind of unifies too much, and I can't tell what is what, and there are too many Funko Poppable things. Like, okay, here's a Walking Dead Funko Pop. It's just a dude. He has brown hair. He's the brown hair one.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is they're specific. Like, if you go to their website, they're like, everyone's a fan of something. Like, their explicit mission to, like, it's like the Disney of toys almost in terms of just like everything will have this.
Yeah.
There will be one of these of everything. They catch people who like collect, like, I love Game of Thrones, so I have all of the Game of Thrones thing. Yeah. But then you get people who just like Funko Pops who are buying the Post Malone Funko Pop.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. And just there's not cynicism, but there's something too, like, it is something that is not to be looked at as an unquestioned good.
Yeah.
Even if you have decided, you know, everyone draws their own line. And even if you have decided like, no, my line is this is cool. And that's fine. But it's not something that is wrong to take a run at. Like, this does not need your defending. It's not like they're not giving the profits of this to Make-A-Wish.
Right.
You know, it's just they're a certain aesthetic. And they have a certain kind of market dominance.
Yeah.
And they do that very intentionally.
Yes.
You know, it is, there's like, they've done like arguably like not like good things in the same way that capitalism can sometimes accidentally do good. Like there are comic shops that have rebounded because of Funko Pops.
Yes.
And I like comic shops.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah, but that's fine. But like, I don't know. I think amiibos are dumb too. I dislike amiibos less, not because they tend to make amiibos out of things that I have affection for. They make Funko Pop things out of things that I have affection for. But amiibos use less plastic.
Yeah. Like, well, and they look like the thing.
Yeah, that's true. They do look like
the thing. You know, look like the thing. Like they don't all have this weird uniformity to them. Mm-hmm. You know, which is not appealing.
Yeah.
To me. Those eyes. Looking at the Lion King with cool sunglasses. is it sunglasses or is it just his? No, those are just his lifeless doll-like pupils.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
Just doing a Google image search for Funko Pop.
Well, if you do that, you see somebody's like dedicated store, you know, dedicated display rack,
yeah,
of them, you know, the gigantic, just the gigantic displays, and like all that does to me is highlight that they all look the same.
Yeah,
you know,
putting them next to each other is not
great. It's not the best thing to do. No,
I'm glad that with Slimer they went with the eight dick mouth Slimer. He's just got the big row of sausages, like, you know.
Yeah,
I'm glad they go with face bang Slimer.
My favorite. And I did a search for like, oh, Funko Pop trivia, and it just, they have like there's a Mental Floss, you know, article of like, oh, just stuff about them. And fact number 11 is a thing that I think is unforgivable, which is that
Laura Palmer one.
What's that?
The Laura Palmer.
Did they do a Laura Palmer one?
Yeah.
Oh God, no. Okay. That's pretty rough. No, the one that is unforgivable is the Funko Pop that has been at the top of their list that they have not been able to make is Bruce Willis in 1991's Hudson Hawk. That is what they want to make.
But Bruce Willis
will not sign off, just like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise didn't sign off on The Mummy.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised Bruce Willis is holding out on that.
It's weird.
Why have integrity?
Yeah, why have principles now? Hey, Bruce. Yeah. Hey, yeah, Bruce, why have principles now?
It's weird. Yeah. In for a penny, in for a pound, man.
Yeah. Fact number 4 is fans hated the Pops at first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
something happened.
Stockholm syndrome. Like they got, so the company got in 2009 a right to make these figures out of DC comics, DC comic characters. Yeah. People were like, oh, these things are bullshit. But then they just kept on making them, and eventually, I guess everybody's will broke.
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, like, you know, if you have a license, like you're just turning down money.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, I kind of get it. I understand the gross capitalistic, like, economic realities of these things. That's understandable. And if your aesthetic just works for them, your aesthetic works for them.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to have some shelf candy. As I've gotten older, I've gotten less into shelf candy stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got some plastic figurines. I'm not above any plastic figurines, but
right.
I don't covet them as much as I used to.
Yeah. Like I went through just the massive amount of like fast food and McDonald's toys that we got as a kid. And like I kept out a bunch of them that I had like good memories of from playing as a kid. And like I specifically kept the video game ones aside so I could put them up on my shelf, the limited shelves that I have designated for candy as such, you know? So like I get it, you know, but
I'm looking at a bunch of like hamburgers that transform into robots right now.
Yeah
And two fries, a small fry and a large fry, that turn into two different robots. Are they related?
I don't know. I've got the cup that turns into a dinosaur, and I've got the cup that turns into a robot, so
it turns into a man. The big thing, also, I feel like I'm disappointing Bill because I don't have anything to say about Gears of War. That's, I still have not played a game Gears of War.
Yes, you have. You played this.
I played this. I guess I have played Gears Pop.
Yes.
That is the entry in the Gears of War franchise that I have played.
Yeah.
But I've not played a mainline Gears of War game because I was not necessarily an Xbox kid. Like when I got a 360, I mostly just used it for Rock Band.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't playing online multiplayer at the time. And
yeah. No. So I played Gears 1 all the way through, like the campaign, and then I played a little bit of like Gears 2 multiplayer. And those games are fine, you know, like cover-based shooters came from somewhere. It was, you know, an elaboration on what RE4 did in terms of being third-person shooters. I think that it is a good pair with Funko, because I think that the design aesthetic of specifically the humans in Gears of War is unforgivable. I'm saying unforgivable a lot. But just like everybody's just a, you know, gigantic, you know, muscle man and armor that is basically spherical, like that doesn't particularly work for me. And I think that they go for a little bit too much pathos in the story about big strong men who chainsaw bugs apart. But like otherwise, they're fun games, and I have enjoyed them, at least the ones that I've played. So
like, the new one's supposed to be very fun.
Gears 5.
Yeah, people like it. I've not played it. It's supposed to be a really fun co-op game. I can imagine it.
Yeah,
you know, like I'll kill a bug.
Yep.
And they've stepped back some of the beef golem designs on them, which is good. You know, I'm not against playing one. I just have not done so, and it's you know,
it's just been franchise like, blind spot. I haven't played like Resistance or you know Kill Zone. You know, like it is one of those you know similar blind spots.
A huge franchise I just haven't touched.
Yeah, like you hadn't played Halo until we did ODST.
Totally, right? ODST, yeah. Like Xbox.
Yeah,
not really my thing. Like, you know, it was never my thing. Like, I'm not real big into Microsoft.
Yeah,
as a developer or as a platform, it just doesn't never held very much appeal to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I mean, so given that, like, what was the experience of playing Gears Pop for you?
Well, it is like a really really basic. You know, kind of like, I don't know, like, it's not tower defense. It's not strategy, like kind of lane based strategy game almost. It was really boring and I didn't know what anything was by looking at it. Like I didn't have the shorthand. So I was like, oh, better cost equal stronger, you know, or like higher cost is stronger. And I unlocked in my first little loot box, I got Marcus Fenix, which is a name I recognized.
Yes.
I don't know if you have to get Marcus Fenix.
I got Marcus Fenix as well. I think that he just come, he's Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, it says it's like epic and stuff, but you just get Marcus Fenix.
Yeah.
I played a few matches. That was me, and it's pretty easy. You just kind of spam your abilities as they're available. There does not seem like there's a lot of strategy to it. To me, maybe I'm missing something. Yeah, I'm sure there's like a rich meta because this is a very successful game.
Yeah. I think that at the level that we were playing at, like, I think just, you know, because you have an account and because you, you know, level up, I think we were just playing with everybody else who had the same deck that we had.
Yeah, everyone else who was doing a podcast on this tomorrow.
And like I played it as like, oh yeah, it's kind of Plants vs. Zombies Z. Like this is the first kind of game like this that I played. It's not the first freemium game that I play, but like this is specifically a clone of like Clash of Clans, which
it's not Clash of Clans. It's a different one.
Is it? Oh
yeah, because Clash of Clans. So the reason why I know that
Clash Royale. Sorry.
So the reason why I know that is because I had a Uber driver or Lyft driver the other day who asked what I do, you know, which I hate.
Okay. Yeah.
And I knew you've got a story in the pocket about that. So if you just got activated, because I remember seeing you saying, but I asked what I do. And, you know, I talked to him and he was a personal trainer. He's a total like, you know, nice guy, but just like, you know, would have beat me up in high school or whatever.
Right. Right.
And it was just like, yeah, I don't play very much games. And I'm like, cool, you know.
Cool. Yeah,
all right. I don't drive very many lifts.
Yeah. We all do other stuff instead. No judgment.
Yeah.
High five, buddy.
And then he said, he's like, I do play one game, and he started talking about Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
So because I had to make conversation, I asked, I didn't really know what Clash of Clans was. Okay. So I asked him questions about it.
Yes.
And it's different than this.
Okay. But yeah, like Clash Royale, I think is in the
extended Clashiverse.
Is it? I have no idea. Like which? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that both of them are advertised with the same screaming guy.
Yeah,
that makes sense. And I will admit to just a certain unkindness or uncharitableness that I have toward this kind of game, because it is marketed in such a way and just kind of gear like everything about this screams, this is not for you, Cole.
I went pretty far on Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Yes,
which is also a strategy game with freemium currency stuff and everything, but it's because I love Plants vs. Zombies 1, which was not that. Like I think that's a really good video game. But this was just felt very simple. It wasn't like quite all the bravest But there was not, and it was very early on. There just like wasn't enough strategy to it that was screaming it wasn't for me. And the slot machine element at the end. Like, I don't want to play a game where I do a slot machine at the end of every level to see what I get to win.
The amount of loving care that goes into like the multi-stage deployments of the box that you open to get your post reward stuff. It's insidious. I'd not done a game that does that.
Yeah.
I don't generally play stuff with loot boxes, and you know, it's, you know, everybody has a bad opinion of those things, but like I saw this in just the amount of like outlay, and like in my head I was like, this has been storyboarded and A/B tested. This is engineered to squeeze people out of money, and it's fucking gross.
Yeah. 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 Which, like, nobody who was looking forward to this episode or seeing the title or anything is like
going to be surprised.
Doesn't know where we stand,
right? On exploitative,
you know, on whales,
yeah.
You know, on the idea of just like, oh, we get some people to pay a lot of money because we use gambler. You know,
like
we use gambler tactics.
I've given money to games that are freemium that have a little bit of that model. Super Stickman Golf 2, I think, went to a freemium model, and you know, you could just go, I was like, oh, I'll give them $20 because I love this game a lot. It's really good. So there you go. And you know, that gives you coins to put in their little gachapon machine to get like new hats and new abilities and stuff. And there was like a clicker that I really enjoyed a couple of years ago called Deep Town that I gave some money to just because it had a cool story and I wanted to see more of it faster. So like I'm not above this. It's just that particular hyper engineered, like, and if you look at the studio Mediatonic, their entire, like, I think they were started in 2005, most of their work has been done specifically in this milieu, you know, trying to squeeze money out of people, freemium stuff.
I don't understand. Like, every once in a while in the Slack, things like this will pop up. Like, people will be like, yeah, this, you know, new free game. Or people play that Fire Emblem game. You know, people play that Mario
explicitly Kart. Like, feel like Fire Emblem is, you know, it is in the vein of those, you know, pay a certain amount of money to unlock Dragon Ball cards or what have you.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
character you like.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, I just, I can't imagine. It's almost like a layer of, like, metagame on top of a game. It feels like a tax you have to play. You have to pay.
Yeah.
Even if it's not literal money, even if it's just keeping in mind this meta currency,
yes,
feels like a mental overhead that I cannot imagine tolerating.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like, constantly doing the conversion.
Yeah, right? Like, just, yeah, why would I do it? Uh-huh. You know, like, there's no shortage of video games. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess if I was a super fan of any of these properties,
yes,
sure.
Yeah,
you know, but I was a super, you know, I love Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. I got that Mario Kart for iOS and it's dog shit. And I'll never play it again. Like, it controls about as well as a Mario Kart with touchscreen does, which is bad.
Right.
But not as bad as it could be.
Right.
And it's not fun to play. And you unlock characters through shitty random slot machines.
Yeah.
Success.
Yeah.
Like, it's the worst Mario Kart game, hands down.
Yeah.
Easy.
And like, I don't know, not everybody's life is like this, but, you know, enough of them are. Like, if I'm in a situation where I can play the mobile version of Mario Kart, I've got my Switch in a carrying case that has, you know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe or whatever, you know, in that. I can play whatever I want to. Like, it's not. You know, it's not negligible that it's on a phone, but like, that comes with so many compromises baked into it that it's like, nah, no, sorry.
Yeah. Yep. And this is not a new point that we've ever made.
Right.
But it's still true. And I'm always surprised that it's not more of a universally accepted thing, and that there's infinitely good media out there and you will die before you get to see it all.
Right.
So when you choose to experience something, you're making a choice.
Yes.
You know, and like, yes, sometimes junk food is good. You know, but even then, like, I think with this kind of thing, like, choose a better class of junk food.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like there's not equally casual, mindless games that are more nutritionally sound.
Right.
And less exploitive, like less actually supporting something that's kind of bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Less reinforcing a business model that is explicitly designed. You know, just go back to what show was it that I talked about, like, limbic capitalism on?
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, just it is explicitly made to exploit you and the way your mind works. And I don't know, maybe it's worth uninstalling that. Maybe it's resending a message. Man.
Yeah.
But as long as there are like 100 people who give all their money to it, it'll stay around.
And it has, it had like 1 million players in a week or something.
Yeah.
So. It's hugely successful. Within 1 week of launch, had over 1 million users.
Which, the Mario Kart?
No, this game.
This game.
Here's Pop. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy to me. Like, yeah. I just, you know, I don't, because there's just not, like, the game itself, I really, because I love tower defense.
Yeah.
That is a genre I would love to sneak on to watch out for Fireball someday.
That'd be really good. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, even
if it is just, like, Plants vs. Zombies, like, that'd be.
Yeah, I would love to do Plants vs. Zombies, actually. I love that game.
Mm-hmm. I love it, too.
It would be fun to do that with, like, and do Peggle.
Yeah,
like a tight 20 on Peggle or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like maybe as a premium where like the body of the episode's on Peggle and then Plants vs. Zombies or the intro is the Peggle episode. Like that'd be a good idea for a split EP because we can't talk about Peggle for a whole episode.
No, no.
But like the weird, you know, that era of PopCap where those are good games.
Yes.
Like, yeah, they were like a good developer for a while. Anywho, I can't remember. I got
you were saying like, oh, like tower defense is good.
Yeah. I love this kind of strategy, but there was like no strategy to it.
Yeah.
Like you drag your little guys, some enemies and it gives you, it's all very jargony.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Reapers and Revenants will not stop at cover, but you know, other soldiers will. And I'm like, well, I don't really, this is just a little circular icon of a Funko Pop of a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on this tiny little bit of real estate. And I just dragged things onto the screen
as they became available.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I could see a little bit like, you know, there was a universal cooldown after you threw stuff out in addition to like the overall cooldown that was associated with the strength of that unit. And there was also like a deployment time. So like what the emergence hole or whatever it is, that, you know, just basically about an amount of time that the thing would be vulnerable before it deployed. And like, I really kind of dug in principle the line of scrimmage kind of thing that happened almost as you took over cover and the furthest cover that you had open gave you more space to deploy things closer to the enemy. Like, I thought that was cool and good. But otherwise, the units that I had didn't feel like I could engage with anything more than just like drag out the first thing that's available right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, I immediately deleted this.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Me too. I did a few missions and stopped and then went back to like watching YouTube before bed.
Yes.
You know,
no.
So,
and here's the thing. Hey, video games, never ask if I want to see notifications. There's nothing that I want to see from you.
I'm amazing. Imagining somebody who puts notifications on their phone.
Yeah.
Like says yes to that question for anything.
Anything at all.
Like amazing to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So let's read the Funko Pop. Here I got it open, and some people might not know about it.
Okay, can you send me the link?
Yes. Here, hold on a second. Oh, the other thing I want to say about Funko Pops is Funko Pops are, I know one person who I like who does a lot of retweet for exclusive Funko Pop shit on Twitter. Yeah, I know. But I will say that it is such a common watchword when somebody is like a huge asshole, or I click on the replies to something and somebody says, or I'm like, oh, this person's blocked. I wonder why I blocked them. And then going to their page and it's nonstop wall-to-wall retweets for exclusive Funko Pops. It is, you know, the internet bloodhound in me is like, uh-oh, you know, here comes trouble.
Have some pride.
Yeah, I did have the, I mean, I don't know. You don't really need to retweet anything for a chance of something. Like, is that more or less sad than the, you know, hey, if you retweet at Philanthropy Joe, he'll give $1,000 to somebody who retweets this. Like, you know about that shit?
No, what is that?
There's a couple guys actually who have a Twitter, like they're verified Twitter users, and that's their thing. They have a lot of money, and they're like, somebody who retweets this, I will give $1,000 to. And then they get these huge, like, you know, numbers. And as far as I can tell, that's all they do. And they call themselves philanthropists, and that's it.
That's really dumb.
Isn't that just like, it feels gross.
They should be taxed more.
Yes. Yeah, it feels really gross.
Yeah, me. I don't care for that.
Yeah, dislike it. You know, so yeah. Every once in a while, you know, I'll go to somebody's page as well, and you'll just see that as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just tons of retweets on from philanthropy.joe with a chance of winning $500.
What does Philanthropy Joe stand to gain out of it aside from like getting
a very specific and weird sort of fame?
A very specific and weird sort of fame. Like, I'm just wondering what's on the other side. Like, are they starting when they start doing like sponsored posts and stuff like that? You know, yeah. They're just like, oh, like we've amassed this list.
Yep.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, Pop Tract.
Okay, so here's the Pop Tract. So this came, when was this? This was last year.
Oh God, Gary, if you had asked me, I would have said this was 2015.
No,
this was
2018. Okay. So 2018.
Oh, no, so effective as of August 1st in the year 2016, this is when the contract.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So yeah, that's the contract. The article that we're looking at is from 2018.
Gotcha.
And there's follow up. I'm going to read off air.
Oh boy.
I didn't do some research where they reached out and talked to the couple. And I'm like, man, I want to know. So this is like a r/relationships.
Yeah.
Where, that's where I came from, I think, where a husband and wife, Reddit users, Reddit Americans, posted their contract that they made, 2016, August 1st, an agreement between James and Amanda Boubois, regarding the purchase of Funko Pops. They use the exclamation point pops.
Yeah.
Good.
Otherwise it wouldn't be binding.
Yeah. Otherwise this would not stand up in any court of law. I wish this had gone to court. I need the law dog on this case. I need to bring the leash on the law dog and just let him sniff up some justice. Let me know if I can't remember if, I don't know if you watched any of our Side of Duck stream. Law Dog is what we were calling Andrew, who plays guitar in my band, because he's a lawyer.
Okay.
And because it's Duckstream, like, that joke just kept going.
Okay.
You know, and I was just like, rough is the Law Dog. And I kept talking about it. And Andrew gets uncomfortable if you apologize for something.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, man, sorry if I took that too far. And he just got uncomfortable. But I don't know if it was because I actually was like, he didn't like me calling him the Law Dog for 24 hours straight. Or if he just didn't care. So now I don't know. I don't know if it's okay to be like, you know, rough it's the Law Dog in the doghouse. and about asking Andrew about legal questions. So I don't know.
Yeah, there's too many possible things that could be upsetting there.
This breaks up the band.
Yeah.
You'll know why.
Oof.
Anyway. I'm gonna ask the Law Dog. I'm going to put this in his mouth. Drop it. Drop it, Law Dog.
All right. So I have no idea if this is the case, but you've read more about this than I have. Is it the case that James is the one who wants the Funko Pops and Amanda is the one who does not want him to have them?
Well, yes. And the one way you might know that is if you look at the things at the bottom of the signatures.
Yes.
Which we'll get to because we're going to read this contract.
Yes.
Okay. So this was found on the internet. Everyone had a field day. In case you don't know about it, this is real and it's funny.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just kind of take turns with sections here.
Yeah.
So I'll start. Effective as of August. Oh, yeah, I heard that part. As of August 1st, James should only be allotted $30 per week on purchasing Funko Pops monthly. James shall not spend more than the amount of weeks in a month multiplied by 30, the $30 limit. See monthly schedule below.
There's a whole table.
There's a whole table, which we'll get to. Funds replenish on Fridays and are determined based on the amount of Fridays within the month. If James breaks the maximum allowance per month, James will lose that amount for the following month. For instance, if James spent $150 in August, the maximum allowance with a maximum allowance of $120, he will lose $30 in September.
How is that effectively different than a yearly budget?
Gotta ask the Law Dog. Find out. I'm gonna give the Law Dog a treat and find out what.
Okay, so for people who are unaware, like I was, of how much like just going to a store and buying a Funko Pop costs, they're about like $10 a piece.
That seems about right.
Yeah, it's at $10 for the trash tier ones, you know, that are currently in overproduction.
Clog itself.
Yes. So those are the base terms. However, any good contract will have exceptions. We'll have cutouts. So the weekly and monthly limit will not include the following.
All right. And there are 10 bullet points.
Yes. Imagine just the hot backroom negotiations that had to happen for each and every one of these. So these are the exceptions. Gifts for others. San Diego Comic-Con week, New York Comic-Con week, Boston Comic-Con week, Star Wars convention week. I'm pretty sure every week there's a Star Wars convention going on.
Yeah, I don't know what that's referring
no,
to.
No, no. Any other special event where exclusive or limited pops are released, including Funko Shop limited numbers. So, Jesus. Like, anytime you can say, oh, this one's exclusive, so I need to get this one. Yeah, God, there's so many ways to lawyer around this. Come on.
Yeah, this is not... I feel very bad for Amanda Boybyes in this. Yeah. Like, and for obvious reasons, but also for non-obvious reasons, like the idea of having to get to this point without divorcing is sad. And then being like, yeah, but he took advantage of her in the language. What an asshole. Like, what a bad Jesus husband.
Christ. Let's see here. Shipping charges for pops purchased online. That seems kind of squiggly to me. What if you buy as a used one on Amazon where the list price is super low so they can make it up in the shipping? Stuff like that. Chase pops found at retail price. I've got no idea what a chase pop is.
Okay. So a chase pop is just going to be a rare pop.
Okay.
So if he finds a rare pop.
Okay.
You know. So in the way that toys are shipped to a store.
Okay.
Is in a box.
Yeah.
With multiple ones. So
not,
like,
not,
have,
not
like,
in a sack.
Not in a sack. Not in a car.
Okay.
When I was collecting Marvel Legends, like Marvel Legends Wave 8. Marvel Legends Wave 8 would have like Beast, Captain America, eight different Marvel characters.
Yes.
And they would have a rarity based on how many are per box.
Gotcha.
And one would be considered the chase, which would either be one per box or two per box of them. And these would be the hard one to get a hold of that wave.
Gotcha.
So that's what this is referring to. So every time they release a new wave of these pops, one of them, Ned Stark with a special hat is the chase pop.
Gotcha.
So if you find one of those at retail, it does not count towards his total. But, it's just a freebie.
with the idea being that if I found this any other way, it would cost much, much more, and actually it is netting us, we're netting positive if I break money. My limit or making money by getting this.
But it doesn't even like Christ. it doesn't even take the opportunity cost of a normal pop,
right?
Okay. There's still more though. We have two more bullet points.
So any and all
this one, man. Fuck, dude.
Any and all subscription boxes or specialty boxes related to them. Hey,
this guy can buy fucking Pop Crate.
Hey, Amanda,
and get like four subscriptions to Pop Crate.
Amanda, you got fucking rolled.
Help me, my family is dying.
No.
No. Spend less money on pops. No. This is absolutely apeshit. This one. And then this one is reasonable, but it doesn't seem like it need to be included.
Right. And then
if Amanda buys pops, does not count against James's pop limit.
And it's just the majority of divorces that happen. I don't know about a majority. I can't say that with any kind of authority. Anecdotally, most of the divorces that I know of, both in people who are older than me and people in my cohort, it is over financial problems. That is sharing a financial life causes a tremendous amount of stress that people don't account for and often can't adapt to. Yeah. So looking at this, it's giving as a child of divorce, it's giving me a fucking panic attack.
Well, they don't need children. They have pops. So it's going to be sad when Ned Stark's special hat, does not have a father.
Yeah.
But when she gets custody.
Yeah.
Okay, so third paragraph. Those were the exceptions. Here's the special circumstance.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. If James sells any of his current possessions, and here's a parenthetical, pops, WWE figures, movies, games, etc., this money can be added to a quote-unquote emergency pop fund account that James can spend as he pleases.
On any and all pops that he wants.
Yes. And just money, because he sold something he owned. Again, right. I'm not like this is 10 to 1 in James's favor this whole thing. But that's the one, like, the idea that he had, like, if he sells his own thing, he can have a special fund.
He can spend it the way he wants to.
Yeah, that's also kind of sad. That's a point for Amanda here in terms of this dysfunctional relationship.
Yeah.
If James buys pops for anyone else, that money will not be counted towards his weekly allowance. If he gets cash from the recipient, this will go into a regular money account.
What is a regular money account?
Well, you know, it's just all the money you spend, Cole, that's not on a pop.
Okay.
You know? So every dollar you've ever spent in your life.
Okay.
If he receives pops in return, parenthetical, from Nick.
Wait! Why are we three-fourths the way through this document? And we're now having another character.
Yeah. Can't just character this late. What is this, Seromus? Like, the fuck? In return from Nick, they'll be taken off his weekly purchase amount due to a non-transfer of money. I've read that paragraph many times in my life, and I still don't really understand
it. I don't know what it means.
And then finally, unused pop money within a month will go into James's emergency pop fund.
So it's just a rollover.
Yeah. It's a rollover. He has rollover minutes. And he can borrow forward as well. They're pretty generous, actually. Okay. Then we get a chart that explains his totals for every month.
This, this chart is making me lose my fucking mind. Because if you, like, I haven't done it, but if you add up, they're accounting for more weeks than exist in a year. This is that bodybuilding thread about how many days there are in a week.
Week, yeah. Yeah, it's not right. And then by signing below, the two parties involved agree to the above stipulations on Funko Pop purchasing. This will be reevaluated every July as needed.
Yeah, so the schedule only goes up.
So sad.
Jesus Christ.
And then they sign them. They have titles.
They signed a pop nup.
Yeah, they're popping up. James is addicted popper, and Amanda Boyboys as concerned wife. Oh,
hi, I'm concerned stranger.
Yeah, yeah. We are a couple concerned podcasters here, James. Can we have a word? Like, fuck, man. It's so sad.
And why did they make it public? Like, what was the vector? Like,
it showed up on Reddit.
Okay.
So here it is. The guy put it here. It's a Reddit post. This will actually tell us when it first popped up. Three years ago.
Okay.
So 2016. In a discussion by Boobies XXX, so triple X, got married this month, told my wife that I'd slow down on the pop collecting and that I'd come up with a pop tract between the two of us to limit the amount of money I'm spending. Figured I'd share and give everyone a good laugh.
Thanks, buddy. Yep.
And everyone responding, and these are his people,
right,
are all saying you got a really good deal, like, on that, like, this contract is one-sided.
I mean, and like, and literally, like, that should be proof enough to dissolve the contract.
Yeah,
like, if I was Amanda and I saw that, like, no, we're going to nullify this.
No, there are so many things I would nullify if I was Amanda. I'd be the ultimate fucking nullifier. Call Reed Richards. It's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to go. Like, I don't know. Like,
what is this guy like in bed?
I have no idea, but I'm trying to think, like, you know, like, there's any amount of stuff that is actually, you know, that is probably negotiated. Like, if you wrote down all of the unstated conditions that are put on different behaviors, it might look a bit like this, but getting into writing just implies that they both felt like they needed protection.
Yeah.
There's not a third party witness on this either, which drives me up the fucking walls. Yeah, like, this thing needs to be notarized. Is the other thing of this? I think you have to throw the stamp away and get a new one.
Yeah, he's just like, slip our notes. Like, are you okay? You know, well, you said if I see something, I should say something. Yeah. this is definitely fucking something, boss.
But it's like, so many of these other, like, so many of these, you know, things are negotiated and it's unspoken, et cetera, et cetera. Like, they could solve all of this by the wife saying, hey, in our current apartment, we have this room for this many shelves. These shelves are for Funko Pops, one in, one out. There you go.
Yeah.
That does not seem unreasonable to me.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bit of postscript to this Reddit post.
Oh, they immediately divorced?
No. Okay. No. Yeah.
Not that I wish you more divorce into the world. That just seems untenable.
Divorce is generally a positive thing.
Okay.
We talked about this. Yeah, I think the, you know, having it out of a contract you make.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is almost always good.
Yeah. It was just a knee jerk thing.
Uber Barrett here at the bottom. It's unfortunate that so many collectors let their wives treat them like children. And then only here for the karma responds. You do realize there are female collectors as well, right? Also, if he is spending a ton of money on anything and it's affecting their lives financially, she has every right to call him out on it. And then Uber Barrett comes back with, nothing in my statement indicates that I'm unaware of the existence of female collectors. I didn't say wives and husbands, because that's not the case in this particular post. I've never personally heard of a man trying to control his wife's collecting, only vice versa. But that's besides the point. The point is, a wife or a husband should never the term allowance with their spouse. It's a pretty clear indicator of what the rest of your marriage will be about.
So is there another paragraph that talks about age of consent laws?
Yeah, I just it's me, age of consent. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Uber Barrett going in with the men's rights to throw away their money on plastic that will all die because it's being made.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So on this geek.com link that you sent me down in the comments, we have somebody named Four-Eyed Geek who 2 years ago said, what about inflation? which I just want to respond and say it's over the course of a year.
Yeah, it gets reevaluated every January, you fucking idiot.
You don't read the fucking article. Yeah,
like, Jesus Christ, I'm not even in this marriage and I read it. morons. Anywho, none of my blood's all angered up. If you like this show,
yes,
head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
We neither dislike you nor Gears of War.
Right.
I feel neutral about Gears of War. Mm-hmm. I like Bill.
Yes.
And ratings, reviews, that is also handy and good.
Yeah. But you can tell friends, you can write about us on social media. And if you do the Patreon, you can get access to so many additional episodes of this show. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
If I can do a minor plug.
You can.
I started a Darkest Dungeon Let's Play.
Ooh.
On the
I knew this, yeah. but I wanted to get ooh for the audience.
It's going great. Nice. It's fun. I recommend watching it.
Yeah. That is at youtube.com/duckfeedtv, where you can also find my Hex Crank content as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Bonfire Set Chat Rewind stuff that I do. So it's all good.
Bunch of old if you like the Dispatch episodes,
mm-hmm.
we used to do a Duck Feed Live.
Yeah.
Which was a live stream version of that.
Uh-huh.
Basically. And those are all up there as well.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a hit place to be.
Gain and loss in real time. Create a time lapse of me gaining and losing 15 pounds. So
cool. So good plug.
Yeah.
And fuck, is there a Donald Trump Funko Pop? And yeah. I know they put it.
I guarantee it. I don't know that, but I know it.
I know they put out the Ronald Reagan one. Fuck's sake, there is. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can go into a lot of people when we thought that was going to be harmless.
Yeah.
A lot of people just thought that was going to be fun. So there were a lot of dolls and stuff made.
Yeah.
You know, and then we realized, it's not harmless.
I'm too sad to come up with a sign off.
Fuck it all.
Bye.